This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're here with Brent Gokin from Illinois Central College talking about ICC Presents Jim Maloof's Legacy of Love for the Arts in Central Illinois. The event is being held next Monday, April 18th at 6:30. Brent, thanks so much for being with us today.
And thank you for having me.
Now, Brent, this is the fourth time that this event has happened. How has it evolved over the years?
Well, it's really a unique event. The event actually 4 years ago started with Teresa Hicks, who's an alum of ICC Reader's Theater. She performed in two Reader's Theaters with Marky and Missy Maloof, which are the granddaughters of former Mayor Maloof. And Mayor Maloof was a huge, ardent supporter of Reader's Theater. He attended all the performances, obviously, that his granddaughters were a part of, and was very well known for giving standing ovations to the audience. And he called me, actually, personally, after each of the shows to congratulate me on my directing and all the great things the students had done. He just had a really good personal touch with the students and encouraging them. And when he passed away, we were at his funeral, and basically Teresa leaned in and said, I have an idea. She said, I think we should do a special show to commemorate former Mayor Maloof's legacy to the arts and also raise money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And she thought it would be a good idea to have Reader's Theater do a special performance. And I told her, I said, Reader's Theater is really great, and we're very passionate about it here at ICC, but I think we might want to look at expanding the event, involving other local performing arts organizations. And so in the first year, we led to having four groups that joined Reader's Theater. In the second year, we went into six, and last year we had seven, and this year we're at seven as well. We have a bonus one that hasn't been mentioned, but I'll be more than happy to share that with you. So it's grown by leaps and bounds, and we basically started the performance years ago at Riverside Community Church, then went into Northwoods Community Church, and this year we brought the event home for the first time in its history, and the student population at Illinois Central College, everybody is just ecstatic about it. So we're really excited.
So what was it about that first iteration of the event that prompted you to make it an annual event? But what did you see in it that seemed to have potential?
You know, the event is really, I say that you walk away and you feel like you've literally been inundated with a great big warm fuzzy. I mean, you feel like you've been in an embrace because you get to see local talent like nowhere else. I mean, you get all these different groups and little short vignettes, you know, performing and seeing so many of them. This year we have over 80 performers that will be on stage in one evening. And so you see all that talent. And then you see and hear about the stories of former Mayor Maloof and what he did for the children that were being treated for cancer and other ailments at St. Jude, and all the different things that he did to help preserve some of the local arts organization, including the Peoria Ballet and a number of other initiatives that he took. So we really focus on that civic involvement and kind of that message and preserving his legacy. And after it, you know, after that first year, we ask all of the groups, you know, would you be interested in doing this as an annual event? And they were like, absolutely, we are in it. We want to help promote it. We want to do whatever we can to help it grow. And the first year, we had 600 people attend the event. The second year, we had over 1,000. And last year, we had 1,200. This year, of course, we're moving to ICC, to the Performing Arts Center, so we have a limited number of seats. So we're doing it as a ticketed event for the first time ever. So it does need to be reserved. And because of that, one of the things that we did is I have three interns. This is built, you know, into the program now this year, public relations interns from Illinois Central College who were charged with a variety of different tasks, one of which was to obviously help to market the event better and also to address the fact that we only have 500 seats at the Performing Arts Center. And so Bailey Schmidt, who's one of our interns, came up with a proposal to live stream the event from the ICC website. So we're going to be live streaming it similar to the graduation ceremonies that we've been doing in the past couple of years. And we're really excited about that because that could really increase the likelihood of people all over the nation even being able to eventually see this event online, and they'll have the opportunity to donate via St. Jude because there will be a link on the site itself during the night of the event, so they can click on that link, donate while they're watching, and be able to participate if they didn't get a ticket.
So this is really turning into a great platform for not only Jim Maloof's legacy, but also for these performing arts organizations that are performing, having the live stream capacity to do that as well. Can you take us through some of the performances that audiences can expect to see?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate you mentioned that too, because we always say the event's kind of like a three-legged stool, one of which is to help preserve former Mayor Maloof's legacy to the arts, and one would be to raise money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and the other being, of course, to promote those local performing arts organizations and the talent. This year, we have six standard local performing arts organizations that will be featured. They include the Peoria Ballet, Peoria Players Theater, ICC Readers Theater, ICC Vocal Jazz, and the Pulse of Peoria Drumline, along with the Maloof Sisters, who will be performing. And we're really excited to announce that we just secured a collaboration with the Pulse of Peoria with a band that's very well known in the Peoria area and throughout Illinois called the Way Down Wanderers. They're going to be doing a collaborative performance with the Pulse of Peoria Drumline, and they've also agreed to do a pre-show from 6 until 6:20 on the night of the event. So as the audience is lingering into the Performing Arts Center, they'll be able to enjoy the music of the Way Down Wanderers.
This event also kicks off ICC Arts Week. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and some of the events that are going on in conjunction with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm really excited about that in itself. The timing was just perfect. I mean, we kick off the entire event with this kind of community-centered focus in the Maloof event. And then, of course, all week long, we have a full schedule that you can access on arts@icc.com. And on that website, there are daily events, everything from events that focus on our art programs, where they have art demonstrations, they have art galleries that are being promoted, we have music recitals, band recitals, you name it, we're doing it. It's all over. And it's really to highlight, again, the talents of our students at Illinois Central College, but also to engage the community, to show how valuable Illinois Central College really is to the Peoria metropolitan area. So it's something that I think is a worthwhile event, and there will be some promotional elements at the event on Monday the 18th, where audience members will be able to learn more about specific roster of events that will be featured during Arts Week.
Brent, can we go back to that idea of the three-legged stool
Sure.
for this event? And we have Mayor Maloof's legacy, we have the performing arts groups, and then we have St. Jude. Mm-hmm. For listeners who may not know the history there between
Sure.
former Mayor Maloof and St. Jude, can you just give us a recap of that?
Absolutely. One of the things that I think a lot of people, you know, even younger members that are performing and don't understand is how much of a powerful impact former Mayor Jim Maloof had in Peoria and really nationally, quite frankly. You know, his closest friend and ally obviously was the founder of St. Jude's national affiliate, Danny Thomas, and they, through a collaboration and a friendship, and with Jim serving on the national board many, many decades ago, came up with the idea of opening a franchise operation, if you will, of the St. Jude organization, and he was able to rally the troops with that board and find the funding and conduct fundraising here in the Peoria area. And it's really pretty exciting because one of the things that was shared to my students when they did the presentation of the various marketing methods they wanted to employ to St. Jude, which is a wonderful service learning opportunity for ICC students to be able to do a formal, you know, professional presentation, was that they shared that the Peoria area is, you know, the top fundraising city in the nation for St. Jude. It's something that we have a lot of pride in. And so, you know, that itself is really exciting. But, you know, the thing that we do in this event is we always share stories because our master of ceremonies, obviously, is Nick Maloof, Mayor Maloof's son. And he shares anecdotes about all of the different types of things, kind of the personal contact. You know, we were struck when we attended his funeral services, former Mayor Maloof's funeral services several years ago, on how really interpersonally connected he was to the patients at St. Jude. You know, they shared that he didn't just fundraise and help to build this organization. He also attended, you know, night vigils with patients that were going through treatment, caring for families, touching base with them during their prognosis. If something, you know, didn't end up with a positive result, he attended the funerals, but he also attended weddings and he attended graduation ceremonies, patients years and years years after their treatment. So that in itself is kind of an exciting thing to remind students of, is to get involved in your community. And I think that that link, I mean, ICC is committed to service learning, and I think that that's one of the great benefits of this event, is it kind of reminds you that you have to give back. You know, the event is free, so you're not charging an admission. We're celebrating our talents, but we're giving them freely to the community. But we're asking the community to donate. We're going to be doing a goodwill donation shortly before intermission. We have a former ICC student and alum, Brandon Shockley, who will be speaking on behalf of St. Jude. He had his son go through treatment at St. Jude fairly recently, and so he and his son will be on stage to share the power and impact that that organization had in his treatment and his cure. His son has recovered, and so we have, you know, that powerful story. Lots of stories that are shared within, in between, in the transitions throughout the show, so that you get a good sense of who Jim Maloof was, you have a good sense of what St. Jude is, and you definitely have a good sense of what kind of opportunities we have in the performing arts in the Peoria area.
You've talked quite eloquently about Jim Maloof's association with St. Jude's. Can you also dig a little bit into his association with and his role in the Central Illinois arts community?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we oftentimes share with the students is that obviously he was a signature member of the board for the Peoria Ballet, for instance. You know, many years ago, from what I've been, you know, told, they went through some financial troubles, and he helped to make them a viable organization again through his leadership. And of course, he was obviously well known for introducing the Peoria Ballet at the Nutcracker every year and singing and things like that. So he was kind of the grand cheerleader. He was known as the singing singing mayor, yeah. So it kind of went with that. The Pulse of Peoria drumline, you know, was formerly the Elite drumline, and he was obviously instrumental in advocating for the Dream Center, which housed a lot of those facilities. So there's links there. He was an ardent supporter of the Peoria Players Theater. So, and of course, Reader's Theater. You know, he was a big supporter of our program when he was living. What we do in ICC Reader's Theater each year. So every single one of the groups has some kind of link to them, although we have a few that are added there just because we want to make sure that we have a good variety and a good diversity of acts presented, because, you know, the goal of the event, too, is to showcase what Peoria has to offer.
That's Illinois Central College's Brent Gokin talking about ICC Presents Jim Maloof's Legacy of Love for the Arts in Central Illinois. The performance will be next Monday, April 18th, at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. Brent, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you for having me.
Also this weekend, the Bradley Music Department is hosting its first annual Trumpet Day event on Saturday with a concert by the ensemble Four Other Brothers. The four members are all trumpet instructors, including Bradley's Todd Kelly. They'll play the music of Miles Davis, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and others. That concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Dingledine Music Center.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. For a longer version of this interview, you can subscribe to our weekly podcast at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. To learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.